Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 28th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of technology news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is 7 ASX stocks you must own in the Q3 pullback, SEPT-OCT. September and October, historically, are the market's worst-performing months, but not all stocks sink. Wealth Within. Experts highlight 7 stocks to watch during the Q3 pullback. Expect volatility, not necessarily a crash. Stock selection, timing, and risk management are crucial. Tech stocks like TechnologyOne and ProMedicus show resilience, while Qantas and ANZ Group offer potential upside. Keep an eye on new U.S. de minimis rules affecting Aussie online retailers. Combine seasonality with price action and confirmation. Define invalidation before entry. Scale with volatility. Respect gaps and retests, and journal and review for trading success.
Highway launches the Trusted Freight Exchange, powered by the Triumph Network. Highway, the leader in carrier identity and compliance solutions, has officially launched the Trusted Freight Exchange, TFX, the industry's first secure digital freight exchange for verified carriers and vetted brokers. Powered by Triumph's market rating, intelligence, payment, and credit capabilities, TFX embeds identity verification, compliance, pricing, and payments in a single platform. This new era of trust, control, and speed for modern freight transactions eliminates fraud and fragmentation of traditional load boards. Brokers gain direct access to identity-verified ELD-connected carriers, while carriers access legitimate freight from trusted brokers with no spam, no uncertainty, and no hidden fees. Every transaction is backed by real-time fraud checks, verified rate intelligence, broker credit assurance, and secure financial settlement. The launch of TFX marks a milestone for the freight industry, introducing a new standard of identity-first infrastructure for moving freight with confidence. Moti and Observe Life step into the spotlight on Go Fund Yourself Season 3, Episode 4. This week on Go Fund Yourself Season 3, Episode 4, airing Thursday, August 28th at 7 p.m. ET on Cheddar TV, Moti and Observe Life take center stage. Moti, founded by Hugo, revolutionizes professional compensation with instant in-app payments for video calls. Positioned as the Uber for knowledge, Moti aims to streamline revenue capture in the expertise economy. Meanwhile, Observe Life, led by Brandon Beard, offers a privacy-first platform for building digital legacies outside of social media. With subscription models for families and licensing opportunities for institutions, Observe Life presents a unique approach to memory preservation. The Titans will challenge both ventures on competitive differentiation and scalability in their respective markets, highlighting the evolving landscape of business, technology, and human behavior.
Mission IR News breaks. Lantern Pharma Inc., NASDAQ LTRN, advances predictive power in cancer drug development. Lantern Pharma Inc., NASDAQ LTRN, has introduced a new AI module to predict the effectiveness of cancer treatment combinations involving DNA-damaging agents and DNA-damage response inhibitors. Integrated into the RADR platform, this technology enhances the company's data-driven approach to oncology drug development. By personalizing cancer treatments based on molecular and genetic profiles, Lantern Pharma aims to improve clinical success rates. Leveraging over 200 billion oncology data points, Lantern's AI platform accelerates drug development, advancing programs to first-in-human trials in 2 to 3 years at approximately $2.5 million per program. For more information, visit Lantern Pharma's newsroom at htqibn.f/ltrn. Biomed News breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics OTLC showcases pipeline and CEO's intellectual property legacy. Oncotelic Therapeutics INSEE showcased its oncology pipeline and CEO Dr. Wang Triwang Trio's extensive intellectual property legacy, with over 500 filed and 75 issued patents. The company's portfolio includes OT-101 in phase 3 for pancreatic cancer, OXI-4503 advancing toward phase 3 in AML-MDS, and multiple other programs. Oncotelic focuses on building value through differentiated biotechnology assets with strong competitive barriers. For more information, visit Oncotelic's website.
45 Drives announces full program for 2025 Creators Summit in Wilmington, NC. 3-day event to feature enterprise and studio tracks, open source leaders, and 45 studio launch with Deadma 5. 45 Drives has announced the full program for the 2025 Creators Summit in Wilmington, NC. The 3-day event will bring together enterprise technologists, filmmakers, digital creators, and open source leaders. The summit will feature 2 tracks, Enterprise and Studio, with speakers like Alan Jude from Clara Inc., Wendell Wilson from Level 1 Techs, and a product launch with Deadma 5. The event will take place from September 10 to 12 at various locations in Wilmington. Dr. Doug Milburn, president of 45 Drives, stated that the summit aims to unite creativity and technology, showcasing the inseparable forces driving the future. The event is open to industry professionals, students, creators, and media. Registration and press credentials can be requested on the 45 Drives website. The event is sponsored by Michael Bess Law, with support from community partners and additional sponsorship from Seagate.
Tech Media Breaks, Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCID BSAI, signs LOI to lease Nevada site for modular data centers. Blue Sky AI Inc., a neocloud company, has signed a letter of intent to lease 2 acres at the White Cloud facility in Wells, Nevada, for modular data centers. The site offers 2,700 kVA of electrical capacity, quick deployment options, and a 10-year lease with extensions. Blue Sky AI focuses on scalable, energy-efficient compute infrastructure for GPU as a service. Headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, Blue Sky AI delivers modular data center infrastructure for artificial intelligence, supporting machine learning workloads. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Biomed News Breaks, Heartbeam Inc., profiled on credit card-sized device that synthesizes 12-lead ECG. Heartbeam Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, is featured in an article by Susan Shepard for MD Plus DI, showcasing their credit card-sized ECG device that synthesizes a full 12-lead output. Cleared by the FDA in December, this portable system allows patients to get hospital-level arrhythmia evaluation on the go. CEO Rob Eno explained how the device captures signals from different directions and converts them into a 12-lead ECG. Heartbeam is awaiting FDA clearance for their algorithm this year. The coverage also mentions their partnership with Acrocardia for automated rhythm interpretation. Patients can use the app for routine or symptom-triggered recordings, with data sent to cardiologists as needed. Heartbeam plans to focus on preventive cardiology and concierge practices, with ongoing research to expand adoption and demonstrate cost-effectiveness.
Lockheed faces costly setbacks as fighter jet future dims. Lockheed Martin is facing financial strain with over $3.6 billion in charges in recent quarters, raising concerns about managing costs on defense programs. The F-35 program has suffered delays and added costs, while Pentagon cuts and European allies reevaluating orders are hurting jet exports. Losing out on key fighter programs has left Lockheed sidelined from future development. The company is focusing on missile systems, hypersonic weapons, and the Golden Dome Missile Defense Program, but near-term visibility is limited. Despite challenges, Lockheed reaffirms its 2025 free cash flow outlook. Investors are banking on Lockheed stabilizing execution and capitalizing on missile defense growth for future recovery. Evocative secures spot on Inc. 5000 list for 6th year in a row. Evocative, a global provider of internet infrastructure, secures its spot on Inc. magazine's prestigious Inc. 5000 list for the 6th consecutive year, ranking at number 33372. This list showcases the fastest-growing private companies in the United States based on revenue growth over the past 3 years. CEO Derek Garnier expressed excitement over this recognition, attributing it to the team's dedication to delivering top-notch digital infrastructure solutions and innovation to support AI workloads. Evocative's presence on the list highlights its sustained growth trajectory and market leadership in the internet infrastructure sector. The company's recent initiatives, such as the launch of Megaport services and expansion in key U.S. markets, demonstrate its commitment to customer-centric approach and global expansion. To learn more about Evocative's digital infrastructure solutions, visit their website.
Learman balks at $300 million IT contract over competition transparency concerns. The Board of Public Works approved a $300 million IT contract despite concerns about transparency and competition. Comptroller Brooke Learman raised questions about the deal's impact on Maryland businesses and state agencies. The contract allows 8 pre-approved companies to provide digital services on a rotating basis, limiting future review by the board. Learman expressed concerns about vendors' lack of control over assigned work and the potential disadvantages they may face. She hopes to avoid similar contracts in the future.
Tech Media Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, outlines milestones achieved and strategic initiatives driving 2026 outlook. Beeline Holdings, Inc., provided an update on its progress towards 2026 goals, including the launch of Beeline Equity for Homeowners, debt reduction of over $7 million ahead of schedule, and a target to achieve cash flow positive status by January 2026. Other milestones include NASDAQ uplisting, strong Q2 EPS, AI-driven revenue exceeding $170,000, enhanced cybersecurity, $6.2 million in cash with $50 million in equity, and expansion of SaaS and AI platforms like BlinkQC and Magic Blocks. CEO Nick Luza highlighted his $16 million personal investment and minimal salary to align with shareholders for long-term value creation. A new charge, Emily Bodoin's mission to build a safer, stronger battery. Pure Lithium founder and CEO Emily Bodoin, a trailblazing woman in the industry, has been recognized with numerous awards for her innovative brine-to-battery technology. Her journey from a finance background to leading a groundbreaking battery technology company showcases her determination to solve complex problems. With a team of world-class researchers, Emily developed a lithium metal and vanadium-based battery that outperforms traditional lithium-ion batteries. Her goal is to revolutionize energy storage and reduce carbon emissions by eliminating the need for extensive supply chains. As a female CEO in a male-dominated industry, Emily continues to inspire women to pursue careers in science and innovation, advocating for greater diversity and inclusion in the field. Blue Sky AI Inc. secures first 9.3-megawatt site for flagship data center. Blue Sky AI Inc. has secured its first 9.3-megawatt site in central Utah for its flagship modular data center. The company finalized agreements for 9.3 megawatts of power and a ground lease for 51.6 acres, enabling long-term operational control. Blue Sky AI specializes in scalable, energy-efficient data center infrastructure to meet the demands of the AI industry. The recent appointment of industry veteran Dan Gay further strengthens the company's position. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at the provided URL.
Intellitrans opens new Atlanta headquarters. Intellitrans, a leading global multimodal transportation management software provider, has officially opened its new corporate headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. The new state-of-the-art facility in Dunwoody supports hybrid work and ongoing product innovation to meet the increasing demand for its transportation management system. CEO Chad Rabe emphasizes the importance of focus in addressing supply chain disruptions and optimizing freight operations. The new headquarters in Atlanta, along with the operations hub in Conway, Arkansas, will accelerate product innovation and scale infrastructure. This strategic move aligns with the company's growth period, bringing together leadership, product, marketing, and technical teams to drive the next phase of growth. Chief Technology Officer Jim Bell highlights the strategic location in Atlanta for expanding product and engineering teams in a strong logistics and tech talent market. Learn more about Intellitrans' transportation management system for rail and trucking on their website.
AI Maverick Intel Inc. transforms customer acquisition with AI-driven automation. AI maverick Intel Inc., formerly known as Bionoid Pharma Inc., is revolutionizing customer acquisition with AI-driven automation. The company's AI Maverick platform automates two-way communication and data-driven interactions, eliminating the need for traditional SDR teams. CEO Wayne Cockburn states that by integrating cutting-edge AI solutions, AI Maverick Intel is delivering unparalleled value to clients and stakeholders. This innovative approach positions the company at the forefront of AI-powered business solutions. To learn more about AI Maverick Intel and its transformation, visit ibn.fm/heruq. Rockbreak's ES Gold Corp, TCQB ESAUF, featured in Network Newswire editorial on mine waste recovery. ES Gold Corp, trading under the tickers CSE, ESAU, and OTCQB, ESAUF, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial focusing on their innovative mine waste recovery technology. The editorial highlights ES Gold's joint venture in Bolivar, Colombia, where they are using advanced extraction methods to recover gold and silver from mine tailings, addressing environmental concerns and creating economic value. ES Gold Corp, a pre-production gold and silver mining company, is leading the way in clean mining and exploration innovation, with a focus on sustainable resource recovery. To learn more about ES Gold Corp and their projects, visit their newsroom at the provided link. AI-written emails should be used judiciously by managers to limit erosion of trust. Managers should be cautious when using AI to write emails, as it can erode trust within organizations more than expected. A recent study found that employees are not receptive to emails that feel insincere due to heavy AI involvement. Companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp are helping businesses navigate this delicate balance. AI Newswire is a platform focusing on AI advancements, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. With a team of experienced journalists, AI Newswire aims to deliver breaking news, insightful content, and actionable information to a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. IRS provides tax credit breathing room for EV buyers. The IRS has provided Americans interested in electric mobility with more time to take advantage of the federal EV tax incentive. This comes after the IRS amended the terms governing the phase-out of the tax credit. While EV buyers now have some breathing room, tax credits for other renewable energy technologies, including those offered by PowerBank Corporation, are still set to continue. GreenCar Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience.
Investor News Breaks. Global Tech Corp, OTC, GLTK, engages IBN to lead corporate communications. Global Tech Corporation K, a U.S.-based technology holding company focused on AI, big data, and digital infrastructure, has engaged IBN to lead its corporate communications strategy. With a diverse portfolio including enterprise productivity, e-commerce, retail, digital lending, and compliance solutions, as well as majority ownership of WorldCall Telecom Limited, Global Tech is driving growth through innovation, acquisitions, and regional partnerships, like its collaboration with Omantel in the Middle East. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering advanced press release syndication for private and public companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. Learn more at investorwire.com.
Cetera survey finds cybersecurity and cost leading priorities for 2025 as AI ambitions outpace readiness. Cetera unveiled insights from its 2025 State of Data and Cloud Strategy Survey report, revealing that AI, cybersecurity, and cost optimization are top priorities for IT and cybersecurity leaders. The report highlighted the widespread impact of ransomware attacks, with 17% of organizations experiencing data loss. While AI adoption is growing, many organizations are not fully prepared. Compliance and security concerns pose challenges for AI deployment, with cloud-first strategies gaining traction. Cetera's intelligent data platform offers solutions for ransomware resilience and cloud storage deployment, aligning with strategic priorities. The survey, conducted with 300 senior IT and security leaders, provides valuable insights into the evolving IT landscape.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ, VMAR, launches electric boating division at Nautical Ventures. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol VMAR, has launched a new electric boating division at Nautical Ventures Group. This division will focus on offering customers a complete EV experience, including sales, service, after-sales support, and premium water toys like Seabob. Leveraging its 9 locations in Florida, Vision Marine aims to drive nationwide adoption of electric boating and expand its presence in the recreational marine market. To learn more about this initiative, visit the company's newsroom. Vision Marine Technologies is known for its innovative electric and ice marine solutions, providing premium boating experiences for consumers and commercial operators.
ESG Breaks, PowerBank Corporation, NASDAQ CUN, FSC N103, secures site control for Pennsylvania solar project. PowerBank Corporation has secured site control for its 3.16 megawatt Hansdale ground mount solar project in Pennsylvania, moving to the interconnection study phase. The project aims to operate as a community solar initiative pending final approval of Pennsylvania House Bill 1842, aligning with PowerBank's mission to provide clean, affordable energy to residents of all income levels. With a focus on distributed and community solar projects in North America, PowerBank has a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt and a track record of developing renewable energy projects. To learn more about PowerBank, visit www.powerbankcorp.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.